with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Yo, what's going on? Yo, what's going on? Who am I? It's podcast time. And we can now enter the world of Una eating purple snacks.
Yeah, you're just jealous because you don't have one and I'm not giving you any of mine.
Actually, do you know what? Kit Kat is the way to go, Una, with the snacks, no. Snack of choice.
No, no. No, don't get me wrong. I do enjoy a Kit Kat, but it's gone. There's more. It's more calorific, right? I'm not saying anything bad about that, but it's gone in half the time that I can make my purple snack last. Because you see, with a Kit Kat, you just want to chomp down. There ain't no sucking involved. Whereas with the purple snack, there's loads of sucking. Loads of chocolate, and you can nibble around the sides for ages as well. You just get more bang for your buck, man. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But you stick to your Kit Kats. You do that.
Wow.
You've all the signs of it.
Yeah. Okay. You had a go with me this morning, and you wanted to try and get the company here to buy new toilet seats.
You were saying that you love the Sheffield accent.
Yeah,
Donald, loved going to Sheffield. Would have grown up closer to Sheffield than any of us.
Yeah.
Couldn't do a Sheffield accent.
I just don't want to, but yeah.
You just don't want to?
Like, we're not a big fan of the Sheffield accent.
All right, here is a Sheffield accent and how to speak it.
Out and note.
Out and out. Okay, try that, Una.
Out and out.
Out and note.
Ought and naught.
Ought and naught.
Means anything and nothing.
Anything and nothing.
Example. Has that got ought to eat?
Has it got ought to eat?
Has that got ought to eat? Ought? Has that got ought to eat? No, I don't have nowt.
Don't have nowt.
I don't have nowt. Potato.
It is like that Preston accent as well, yeah.
That's very good.
You all right, Cooper? Are you going out after the show? That's like how you do it.
Now he does it.
Yeah.
That sounds like
you're beautiful. That's it. You're out on date
when we asked you earlier.
Yeah.
You said out and you said nout about
said
it.
Out.
And now you've come in here saying out of nout and about it.
No, now you've done it, I thought, yeah, I might as well.
No, it's too late.
Yeah.
You know. Anyway, Una, what's going on in your life?
So I have discovered something that I think I need to go to the boss about.
Okay.
Because it's going to save him a lot of money.
A lot of money, okay.
And time and productivity.
Do I need to take notes on this?
Yeah, from his workers, right? And when I say workers, really, I just mean you, Cooper.
Me?
So you and your long toilet breaks are costing this company money. You go in there every day at 10 past 10, and we're lucky if you're out at 10 past 11. So for anyone who is sick of people in their lives taking the Michael with long toilet breaks and just going into the bathroom at home to take some time out from life, I have something for you.
Oh, you do, do you?
The controversial tilted toilet has been revealed.
Tinted?
Tilted.
Tilted?
Right. So this company has designed a new toilet with a 13-degree forward tilt.
Ooh.
To discourage long bathroom breaks. The design is pitched as a way to increase workplace productivity by making it uncomfortable to sit on for more than 5 minutes, which is enough time to get in and out and do your business.
In that shaking all the best.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. So people are saying it could save companies billions in lost work hours. Here's looking at you. But many question if comfort should come second to profit. But however, critics are saying that it's unhealthy and inhumane, warning it could strain joints and worsen medical conditions.
You think it's a great idea, though, yeah?
I think it's worth researching, Donal. It's worth researching if it would get him off the bog and out into the office and doing some work.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I have a counter to this. So this is a 13-degree tilt forward, is it? That would encourage you to slide off and get away.
Yeah.
Cool. I'll just go into the workshop and cut a wedge, which is 13 degrees angle, and put it under the front of the toilet, and I'll be horizontal again, Una.
Oh, God.
I've been living my best life.
Anything to save your toilet break.
Yeah, and you know what? You can do out about it. You do note about me being out in the outhouse.
Outhouse. Oh, my God. hide. Stay there. Live your life in the outdoors.
No, I don't have now.
So, a company in the UK have designed a new toilet with a 13-degree forward tilt, and it's designed to be uncomfortable, and it's designed to discourage people from taking long bathroom breaks, right? Like my friend over there. In at 10 past 10, lucky if he comes out at 10 past 11. It's just the way he lives his life.
I gotta go disappear and hide from you, Una.
Yeah, but it's work productivity, man. And, you know, you can't be doing that to the bosses here. Because it's not fair. It's not fair on the rest of us.
If I come into this building, yeah, and I'm in here on my chair in the studio at 6 a.m. yeah, and I don't leave the studio till 10, I think I'm entitled to
your hour break on the throne.
Not an hour's break.
It's really, it nearly is close to an hour.
Somebody's been doing some maths, Una.
Right.
Morning, guys. I just did some calculations, and if Cooper spends 30 minutes in the loo a day...
So he reckons 30 minutes. You reckon an hour.
Assuming he works 5 days a week.
Yes.
52 weeks a year minus 4 weeks of annual leave.
I'd be lucky.
Then he spends about 120 hours a year in the loo.
Uh-huh.
So your boss is literally paying you 3 full-time working weeks to take a crap every year.
Yes!
Oh my God.
You better believe it.
You're scamming the system.
Oh, well.
Bring on the tilted toilet. Yeah.
Sure, I get paid for talking anyway.
Yeah,
so,
this is true. Coming out of y'all ends. Let me lift you up.
High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Look at this. We are, what, 7 minutes into the podcast and you're still munching on the same purple snack, or have you got another one?
No. Still. See, I told you, longevity, man. This is why I am such an advocate for the purple snack.
Our survey says an purple snack can last you half an hour.
If you really work hard on it.
That was not the question, but this was.
iRadio's Survey Says with Kevin Egan Cars.
Cannot wait to get some guesses in for the survey this morning on 087-1102-107. Let's go live to Studio 2. Donald?
According to a new study, the average person has one of these they haven't used in more than a year. What is it they haven't used?
Physical bank card. I'm locking it in. There we go. Physical bank card.
Have you not?
I don't think I've used a physical bank card in about 2 years.
Even for online shopping, and you have to get it out to look at the numbers.
Look at the number.
I just go onto my online bank app, copy the number, and pop it in that way.
Do you have to get cash out or anything?
No.
But it's not the answer, no.
Oh, no. I thought it was building up to like some sort of...
No, just like... No,
and don't be dissing the physical bank cards. I quite like having a physical bank card.
Yeah, I know.
You're going tip tap tapping with your phone, and it's like,
because you cannot figure out how to use anything. They're trying out now like a chip that you can put under your skin, and
put your hand down into your phone.
Pop. Yeah, so it means you just don't need your phone or your watch anymore. Just boop.
That's pure laziness. That is just pure and utter laziness.
So you're on board?
Yes.
Where do I sign the dotted line?
It's like Sabrina the Teenage Witch. You'd have a magic finger. Just pop, pop, pop.
Until your fingers declined.
Yeah, until your fingers decline.
Yeah.
Then you're in trouble.
I'm out of money. Yeah.
So many levels to that.
Yeah, there is.
All right, okay, so it's not a physical card.
No.
Okay, what's the question? So Una can have a gas guess.
Yeah.
According to a study, the average person has one of these they haven't used in more than a year.
A Hoover.
You've not used...
A vacuum.
Is that, like, from yourself?
Mind your business.
You get... Donald, don't be getting all up in her business.
Yeah. Garage wouldn't ask me that.
Yeah.
Garage wouldn't ask me
no,
that.
No, it's not. It's not a Hoover, no.
You don't even have a Hoover in your house.
I have to use my granny's, yeah, because the one that was there was stolen by my auntie, so it's family feud.
Over the Hoover. It's my Hoover.
There's nothing worse than a family feud like that. Like, stealing Hoovers, that sucks.
Oh,
God.
Shocking.
All right.
So I take it it's not a Hoover.
It's not a Hoover.
Right. All right, get your guesses. 087-1102-107. The question is,
according to a study, the average person has one of these they haven't used in more than a year. What is this?
Have to think about what have you not used. 087-1102-107. Send a voice note.
Okay, our survey says what a question this morning is.
According to a study, the average person has one of these they haven't used in more than a year. What is it?
I got to say it, lads.
Go on.
Cue sexy music, go on that. They're Willy.
Who let him on?
Ah, the poor lads.
Who put him on the radio? Is it that?
No, it's not that. It's a good guess. I mean, it could be a higher percentage.
You know, you okay?
I'm fine, yeah.
Morning, guys. I just did some calculations and...
Oh, yeah, sorry, we'll come back to that. That's something else. Sorry, that in the wrong place.
Morning, all. Happy Wednesday. Tommy and Roscommon. Just wondering is...
Sorry, just one take. Pause when you say Tommy and Roscommon so I can say, come on, Tommy!
The answer to Scotty's Annie today, a weighing scale. For weighing out ingredients when you're baking.
Oh, weighing scales for when you're baking. All right, okay.
Good shout. It's not the answer, though. No.
We had ours out last night.
Of course you did. Play.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
I had mine out as well, actually.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Measuring me flour. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Apparently, the excuse of COVID.
The excuse of COVID.
Oh, that's a good out there guess. No, it's...
Can't come in today. I've got COVID. That. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. No. That's a good thinking.
I think
not
we
that, though,
do
yeah.
need the answer, Donald.
Yeah, we definitely need the answer. Yeah,
we definitely need it. So answer you wouldn't mind just giving us the answer.
If you stop talking out of your mouth, Cooper, that would be great.
Oh, look at that. I can just turn them off like that.
Right, carry on. Do your own thing.
All right.
So, the answer is...
A set of keys.
A key on this. Yeah, well done. You know what? I'll leave you to it. Can't be asked. I'm done. Action. You're real. You're doing me.
We are...
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Una's cold medicine is starting to kick in.
It's all the sweets I'm having, you see, the sucky sweets, yeah, the sugar. No, I'm fine now. I've calmed down.
Wow. Like, what time is it? It's 11:39 of a Wednesday morning and you are, you're delirious.
I am, yeah. It's tiredness as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It all kicks in, but I kind of like the feeling, you know?
It's like jet lag, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. Fun? It's just your one who lives a 5-minute drive down the road.
Oh, here we go.
This guy's got to get into his car for a whole hour.
Bring out the violins. Listen, I chose to live near the station, right? You could choose to live near the station if you wanted to.
Nah.
Nah.
We had a great question from CMAT that we had so much fun with this morning. Have a listen.
Irish pop sensation, Irish music superstar, dumb boy native CMAT. And this question we want to put to you because I'm absolutely in love with this question. You ready for it, Dylan?
Yeah.
087-1102-107. What would you do?
So this is the choice. You can only have one thing for the rest of your life.
One thing for the rest of your life. And it's going to be?
You either can never kiss anyone ever again. Okay. You can never be kissed or kiss anyone ever again.
Or
you have to go the rest of your life without sauce or sauces.
That is a brilliant. What would you rather?
What are you thinking?
Honestly, as I love my sauces. I love, especially hot sauce. I'm a big Frank sauce guy. Sriracha mayo is one of my favourite at the moment.
I had a lovely mushroom sauce last night.
Mushroom sauce?
Yeah, out of a packet, just add milk. It was lovely.
Brilliant. Nice to hear your culinary skills are up to scratch. It's like people who say they make
gravy.
Custard from scratch.
Custard? How do you make custard from scratch? You just put milk into the powder, isn't it?
No. Anyway, so the question that CMAT was asking is...
You either can never kiss anyone ever again...
Or
you have to go the rest of your life without sauce.
Okay, so I love kisses. What? So... What?
Sorry, you just...
I don't think I could go the rest of my life without a kiss. What is wrong with you?
Sorry, just doing it.
It's like, you know, when you get up in the morning and you get a kiss good morning, and when you get...
Do you get a good morning kiss?
Yeah.
That you are so mean. You wake your wife up so early in the morning. Poor Lisa. That's awful. You are such a selfish person.
Hey, she's awake before me.
No, she's not.
She's down there poaching eggs for me, making me coffee.
Lies.
No, no, but seriously, I honestly could easily give up sauce. There's other things in life that you can just have as delights. But like a kiss, it's an affection. It does things to your heart and your brain and your body, and it makes you feel good. So prove me wrong.
Life without kisses would indeed be very sad.
Yeah.
Life without sauce would be tragic. Someone tells me you can never have garlic mayo again. I mean,
God, I forgot about garlic mayo.
And just mayo in general. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Your sandwiches are going to be dry. Dry.
You can still butter.
No, butter's included. Butter's
no, butter
sauce.
Is not
no,
a sauce.
No, you're not allowed butter.
No, no.
No, you stick to your kisses. You keep away from the butter.
Okay, no. Butter's not a sauce.
Fine, okay. You can have your butter. And I mean, kisses are, when they're good, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when they're bad, they're bad.
Yeah, but like you still have to take with the good with the bad and stuff like that. I'd love to hear what anybody would do on this. 087-110-2107. All right. The question that CMAT put to everyone.
You either can never kiss anyone ever again.
Or
you can never be kissed or kiss anyone ever again. Or you have to go the rest of your life without sauce.
So, what would you do? 087-110-2107. You thought the presidential debate was good. This is going to get heated. Yeah. We had a great question from absolute legend superstar CMAT, and that is whether you should... You have to choose one of these, basically.
You either can never kiss anyone ever again.
All right, and the other choice?
Or you have to go the rest of your life without sauce.
So I said, I pick sauces for this one. I don't want, like, I would particularly, I would give up sauces and I would keep kisses because kisses are so important. Unus is like, to hell with that. You also tried to say that butter was a sauce.
Listen, you pick kisses, so he's going to be raw dogging his chips and sandwiches for the rest of his life.
Raw dogging?
Raw dogging your chips because you got no sauce for them.
Well, that's the thing, it's like it's there's also such thing as dry rub. You can use a dry rub. She's gone. There she goes.
Don't ever say that again.
Have you never used a dry rub?
No.
Have you never used one?
Never.
Oh, if you give it a good dry rub.
I don't want to give anything a good dry rub. Thanks.
Yeah, if you like, because like instead of using the sauce to marinate, you could give it a good dry rub.
Stop singing.
Okay.
Morning, Cooper and Nuna.
Morning.
I would have to agree with Cooper.
Whoa!
I would give up sauces.
Yeah.
But I also have to jump on the bandwagon and say butter is a spread, not a sauce. You can't take away butter. That's not fair.
Yeah,
Nuna. Fine. You can. Grease up with your butter then. Fair enough.
Grease up with your butter. Oh yeah. My God.
Definitely sauce, lads. I'll tell you one thing. Nothing makes the heart grow as big as a kiss from one of the kids.
Yeah, so we give up sauces. Imagine that you would give up kisses from your children.
No, I didn't give up kisses from my children.
Oh,
from other people.
No,
I get to keep the kisses from my kids.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
It's all kisses, Una. All right, so we've an... go on, yeah?
Katie in Sligo says, I choose sauce because sauces never disappoint. Boom.
And you're saying kisses from your children?
No, I'm not. Stop. No, don't be bringing the kisses from the children in here now. No.
Yeah, you started it.
No, I didn't start it. Yeah. Emer.
Go on, yeah.
Emer says, I would have to pick kisses. My new fella is an unbelievable kisser. He could undress you with his eyes. See you later, Saul says. I'm picking kisses every time. Wow.
Wow.
Okay, well, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Surely there's a sketch in that, like, because... Imagine if there was this fella, right? And he decides that he's going to give up sauces and stay with the kissing.
Yeah.
And he promises his wife to all this, and it's all going 100%. Goes off to work in the morning, gives her a kiss, blah, 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 comes back in the evening. All is good. However, he has this kind of a pouch, you know, like a surgeon would have a pouch full of scalpels and knives and tools and whatnot, and they roll it out on the table.
Oh yeah, all is, yeah, okay.
Okay.
When he goes away from the wife, he goes into a McDonald's bathroom.
Yeah.
And he takes out this pouch and rolls it out on top of the toilet. And inside that pouch, you have your ketchup, you have your mayo, you have your horseradish, all these sauces.
Horseradish?
And he's addicted to the sauces. So, He's there sitting on the loo and he's trying to tear off the corner of one of these sauces like an addict. His hands are shaking and he can't rip off the corner to get his fix and he's sweating and everything. You should imagine it.
Oh, that was fantastic. That is really, really good. Saucy secrets. What?
Saucy.
Yeah. Also, horseradish doesn't come under sauces. It's a condiment.
Horseradish? I don't even know what it is. It sounds awful.
You don't know what horseradish is?
Is it brown?
Sure. Kisses or sauces? Oh, Una has said that she'd never want to kiss again if she has to give up sauces. And we're thrown back by this. We thought now you'd be all about the kisses.
A life without kisses would be awful. I couldn't place a gentle kiss on my dog's head for being cute.
Imagine you wouldn't be able to kiss your dog, Una.
No, I didn't think about that.
Because you want a bit of mayonnaise on your sandwich.
Is it a raw dog or sandwich?
I dry rub the sandwich.
Nights out, no chance of a shift. You'd be taking away my hope.
Yeah, there you go. Thanks, Jane.
Hi, this is Ryan from Galway.
Ryan from Galway, good morning.
I'm definitely with Cooper.
Yep.
To give up sauce. Definitely.
Yeah, give up sauce.
I'm changing my answer now.
You can't change your answer. Too late, your microphone's off.
You're on iMornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast
rolls. Wednesdays are wind-up Wednesdays where, Una, you get to do the most amazing thing and wind people up because you are the queen of prank calls.
Oh, it's my happy place. Bring it on.
Wind up Wednesdays, Una.
Wind up Wednesdays. So, this is a good one actually this week. I called Sophie, who is a student in Galway. And Sophie is waiting to sit her driving test.
Okay.
So I decided to give her a test of my own.
Oh, God.
Hello?
Hi, is this Sophie?
Yeah.
Hi, Sophie. How are you? It's Asuptiaris here calling from the driving test centre in Athlone. How are you doing?
Good, good.
Sophie, you've signed off on all your lessons, so you're currently waiting for a date for the test. Is that right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Right. Well, we're hoping to fit you in at the start of next month. How would that suit?
The start of
November.
November. Yeah, that's perfect.
But first, I'm just going to go through the revision review to get you signed off. Is that okay? It just takes 2 minutes now. It's just red tape we have to go through. We have to sign you off. The government brought it in a few months back. It's a pain, really, to be honest with you, but we have to get it going so I can tick you off to get the test done. Okay?
Could you call me back tomorrow morning? I'm just about to go into a lecture for college.
This will literally take 2 minutes, Sophie. Just 2 minutes. I just need to get it done. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, where exactly is the dipstick located in the vehicle? You know, the dipstick, Sophie.
Beside the handbrake.
Perfect. What? Hopefully not in the driver's seat. What? Where would you find the muffler bearing in a vehicle? No, okay, we'll leave that one go. Right. What is the purpose of the suspension hook?
To not let it roll off a hill.
Well done. Excellent. What effect can a worn shock absorber have on a vehicle?
It can destroy the brake pads.
No, it can cause the vehicle to bounce in an unstable manner, kind of like if you were testing the suspension in the back seat, you know. Bouncy, 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 bouncy. And finally, what effect would poor parking have on the vehicle?
I don't know.
It would be mortified. It would be shamed, traumatised. You'd shame the car. Now, Sophie, before I go, I have something to tell you. This is Una from iRadio. Maggie and Kira put me up to it.
What?
Well, I'll tell you something, Sophie. You know your stuff anyway, don't you? Oh, you know all about the dipsticks and the brakes and all. But the muffler actually is a made-up thing I came up with, and you still gave me an answer for that, so that's fantastic. Top marks for you.
And I didn't want to just hang up because I didn't want to be...
Bouncy, 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 bouncy.
I was like, it's half the reading.
Asuptiaris is my name. Bye.
Oh, my God. I love the way you think that all the other things that she got questions right are actually completely wrong. And then you went, and I made up the muffler. No, Una, there's a muffler in the car, you absolute looter.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
What does the muffler do?
It does exactly what it says in the tin. It shuts you up.
Thanks, Sophie.
If you would like to get Una to wind up one of your friends of a Wednesday, 087 110 207, and you and who we wind up, you get themselves an iRadio goodie bag.
Miss the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Here's a would you rather.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather give up purple snacks or would you rather give up prank calls?
Oh, man. I can't answer that question. I can't answer. I mean, I suppose I can replace the purple snack with another chocolatey treat, but what can I replace my prank calls with?
Nothing.
So, yeah, I'm sorry, purple snack. You have been my friend for a long time.
As she shoves it into her gob. Here's Truth or Trash.
All right, Donald, what have you got for us for your facts this morning? We'll try and figure it out if you're telling lies or not.
My fact today, in 2004, a boat in America capsized after all the passengers rushed to one side of the boat as it passed a nudist beach. So, yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's my animal fact.
A load of peeping Toms on the boat.
Too many masks.
But listen, nudist beaches are lovely.
Are they? I've never been to one.
Well, I think it's great that people are just, you know, free. Just free. Yeah.
Are there nudist beaches in Ireland?
Do you know what? That's a great question. 087-110-2107. Where is there a nudist beach in Ireland?
Anyway, who wants to get our boat? This sounds familiar. I think this is true. And I'm going to lock it in. I think it's true that everybody got a little bit giddy and googly-eyed.
Yeah, and got the cameras out.
Yeah.
Okay, because he's so confident, I'm going to lock it in and it's true as well. I'm going to copy his answer.
Well, it is true, yes. May 2004, a double-decker party barge on Lake Travis capsized. Capsized when dozens of passengers rushed to one side to get a better look at Texas' only nude beach, resulting in the 60 people going into the water.
Texas nude beach? Is Texas not landlocked?
It's a state, so it's not the actual...
Must have a beach there.
Oh, it must be one of the lakes.
It probably must be a lake.
Must be one of the lakes. Okay, speaking of water, I have a fact for you. Ready for this?
Yep.
Una is very concentrated on toilets this morning, so I've got one for you. B-days are considered green technology. We should all have a B-day. If we use them, Una, we would save 15 million trees a year, as well as billion gallons of water.
I'm going to say that's true.
15 billion million trees a year. 15 million trees.
Ah, yeah.
Do many Irish houses have bidets? I've only ever been to one household that has a bidet.
My house.
Do you have a bidet?
Well,
of course you do.
That's two.
You know what a bidet is, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah,
do you have a bidet? Or do you stick your bum
in the sink? Well, friend doesn't know. When you sit down on the loo, you need to wash behind. Instead of using TP paper, you do a thing it's kind. You squirt a bit of water up, and then you get a fright. And you don't need to worry anymore, because there's no trace of...
So there you go. It's my bidet song from last year, which I made up on the spot.
So have you a bidet in your house?
No, I'd love a bidet.
Of course you would. Yeah, that's a very Cooper thing to have, you know.
It is.
A bidet and a gravy boat.
Well, maybe I could turn a gravy boat into a bidet.
A very small bidet.
All right, what are you saying?
I'm going to say true.
You're locking it in.
Yeah, locking it in.
I'd say got the ring of truth, yeah.
Yeah, it is true.
It is true.
Yeah, yeah. If we all have B-days, we'd be saving the planet.
There we go.
Well, the government now would probably be even forcing that soon. Every household will have to have a B-day. I'm telling you, they'll be giving us the money
every
to pay for it.
Every household must have a B-day. B-day. Okay. Go for it. No, so you're not let go. Okay, go on. All right, Una, you got yours.
I do.
She's laughing already. Oh.
Una has been laughing for the last 15 minutes, for a fact. So I'm just starting to say trash and I'm locking it in.
So,
go on.
An ex-girlfriend of Cooper's has been in touch with me today, and I have the email.
Oh, yeah.
She's been listening to the show. And she heard us earlier talking about, you know, sauces and kisses.
Yeah, yeah.
If you had to give up sauces or kisses for the rest of your life. And Cooper said he'd give up sauces because he couldn't live a life without kisses.
Yeah.
And she said it would be no harm if Cooper did. She said he keeps his eyes closed, open when he's kissing, which is alarming. And he uses too much teeth and tongue. She said it was like an invasion of her mouth. Why do you keep your eyes open while kissing? I mean, that's just really weird and creepy.
I thought that's what you had to do. You know, look lovingly into their eyes.
You can't be looking.
You've got to maintain eye contact when you kiss, so you can't trust each other otherwise.
What? Oh my God, there's two of you here.
Yeah, like
that's so creepy.
If you got your eyes closed, they could be going through your wallet, man.
Oh, no, yeah. Man, they're not going through your wallet. Yeah. Like, what are you doing? You're just there with your eyes open. And then
all right, that
your
is,
big old tongue
that is
comes
trash.
Along with
its mates
and too much teeth. Ugh.
Yeah, Cooper. So yeah, it's trash.
Yeah, it's trash.
No, it's true. Here you go. It's true. And I'm sticking to my guns. It's true.
Yeah. You are special.
Oh, that's one word.
I'm going to check with Lisa. And I'll ask her, does it annoy her that you keep your eyes open while kissing her as well?
You do that.
Yeah, I will.
Wow.
What kind of individual does that, Cooper? Really?
What kind of individual comes up with that type of nonsense?
Not.
There are many questions coming in about truth or trash this morning and the wildness that comes off of you, Una.
Don't blame me for the information that people send me about you.
So you said that I keep my eyes open
when you're kissing
and use my teeth while I'm kissing.
Yeah.
We do have a question.
I'm not doing it. Never mind keeping your eyes open. How do you use your teeth while you're kissing?
Cooper, how do you use your teeth while you're kissing?
I don't know. You're the one who's making these bold
claims. I didn't make
claims.
It up. That's what your ex-girlfriend said to me.
So you did ask a question also earlier on because Donald's fact was about a boat which overturned into the water because they all went over to have a look at a nude speech.
I just was interested to know in Ireland if there were in fact any rudy nudy beaches.
Yeah. Okay, we're getting WhatsApps.
I remember listening to Tommy Tiernan and Hector's podcast.
Yeah.
And Tommy reckons there's a nude beach around Galway somewhere, and he lives in Clare, Galway.
No wonder he moved there. I'm setting one up in Killescobie in Galway. Get back to me for membership, says Oisin.
Hey, all rudy nudy enthusiasts head to Galway.
Are you mad about going to a nudist beach?
I just think it's a really cool thing to do. Do you know, you're no inhibitions, you're just free, you're at one with yourself and nature, you know, with the universe.
Boats will look over,
source.
Yeah, and everyone will fall out.
I can just imagine now, like a little ice cream van there and a little, little coffee dock.
Yeah, I'm walking around. My bucket and spade.
So you can cover up.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
Hi, mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
Oh my God, are you okay? You had fun with your truth or trash.
It was so, I couldn't believe it when I got the text message from your ex-girlfriend.
Oh my God!
She told me that you kiss with your eyes open.
Why?
I was like, my suspicions have been confirmed all along.
Oh my God.
He's a creepy weirdo who has it with a gravy boat fetish.
Oh, there we go. There's Una with her phone on.
Sorry.
Phone on full blast in a radio studio while we record a podcast.
Unprofessional.
Always.
That's the first time that ever happened.
It's not.
Listen, you're a bad kisser. That's all I'm saying. Oh, God. I really enjoyed that part of the show today.
Okay.
Remember, eyes open. that's going to keep me up tonight when I'm trying to sleep. I'm going to be thinking
Excellent.
That. I'm going to be laughing thinking about it.
Good. Anyway, we moved on to the weird things that you're asked on dating apps. Oh, the sniffles as well.
No, I want to stay talking about you, your ex-girlfriend, and the man kissing.
We're done.
We have a pair of tickets for Amble Live at St. Anne's Park in Dublin on May 29th, 2026. Something to look forward to in the summer, Una.
Oh, yeah.
They absolutely nailed it on the main stage at Electric Picnic, one of the largest crowds of the weekend. Tickets go on sale this Friday morning at 10 a.m, but you can win them here before you can buy them on iRadio. We've got a pair of tickets to give away each morning. How do you win them this morning? Well, first off, I want to ask you about your friend and dating apps.
Yeah, so my friend was telling me lately about some of her experiences on dating apps, and some of the things she gets asked is wild.
Okay.
So, like, for example, I just thought this question was strange. One fella said to her, "Are you naturally blonde or do you bleach your hair?" Like, how is that?
It's important information, Una.
But why, like?
Family planning.
Oh. And then this other lad said, "Do you like 99s?"
Which is 99s.
Right. So she was like, yeah. So anyway, she ended up going for a 99 with him.
Oh, so that worked?
No, because she saw him eat the 99.
Does he eat it with his eyes open?
And she just got, a massive ick. And yeah, so I would just like to know some of the weirdest or most even annoying things that people have been asked on dating apps while talking to someone, while having the chat, do you know?
Yeah, okay. Well, I reckon there's going to be some weird questions out there that people are going to be asking, because you're trying to get to know people, you're trying to have a little bit of fun as well. And I suppose the usual, you know, like, what do you like to do? What's your favourite colour?
Don't what's your favourite colour?
All right, send some WhatsApps, 087 110207, some of the most weirdest, bizarre questions that you might have been asked on the dating apps. And we'll pick out a winner, all right, for these tickets for Amble at St. Anne's Park before they go on sale on Friday morning. 087 110207. Una's friend was asked a series of bizarre questions on a dating app. One of them worked, though.
Yeah, he said, do you want to go for 99? But that wasn't the question. He asked her if she was a natural blonde or did she bleach her hair. And it was just kind of... Why would you ask someone that?
I suppose if you're not used to communicating and talking to people, you probably just Google, what do you ask people on a date? They obviously Google the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So we are looking for you to let us know the weird things that you've been asked on a dating app. So this is, you can go to the gig of the summer, one of the gigs of the summer, Amble at St. Anne's Park on Friday 29th of May before they go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. You can win them before you buy them. So what are you saying to 087 110207?
Good morning, guys. I'm not single myself, but I do have friends who are on various different dating apps.
Okay.
And one that has gotten a lot is men in particular are notorious for asking women, do you own your own house?
What?
Oh my days.
Do you own your own house?
Yeah, they're trying to be schlieving into the house.
Looking for a bed to live in.
Yeah. Not pay any rent.
That's a bit bizarre.
Yeah.
It's very
an effect of the housing crisis.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Lorraine in Salt Hill says, some guy asked me if I shaved or waxed. Oh my God. Oh, what is wrong?
Who are these people?
They're out there.
Okay.
One of my brother's mates, I think he's from Dublin, but he lives in Galway. He was on a date once and he met this girl. She was nice when he was chatting to her online and all that. Went out on their first date. She turned around to him and she said, would you still me even though I cry to every time I see Riverdance?
Okay. I don't know why you would cry at Riverdance. And if you did, I don't know why you wouldn't continue.
There's a lot of emotions in Riverdance. I understand why she cried at Riverdance.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's definitely. Those flailing legs. How did they move them so fast?
It's beautiful. I was chatting to this guy for a few weeks on Hinge. Very cash. I mentioned something about my cat, Gabby. He freaked out and said he could no longer talk to me unless I got rid of my cat because he was allergic. Suffice it to say, I never spoke to him again in Roscommon.
Oh my God. Well, I hope you and your cat are happy together. Yeah. Right, keep the coming. 087 110207 if you want tickets for Amble in St. Anne's Park on May 29th. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Right, we got to get rid of these tickets for Amble. Thank you so much to all of the messages coming in on 087 110207. Amble perform at St. Anne's Park on the 29th of May in Dublin 2026. It's lovely. Lovely time of year in the park. You'll have a look at the ducks and then Amble on stage.
Gorgeous.
Tickets go on sale at 10 a.m. this Friday morning. So there was a story about your friend who got a very bizarre message about, was she a natural blonde?
You're natural blonde or do you bleach your hair? Like, why would you ask someone that?
It's an odd question, all right. We're getting lots of WhatsApps on 087 110207.
Hey guys, I was once asked if I would sell my underwear.
What?
So that the person could wear them. I'm thinking now I probably should have sold them because I would have had money to buy Amble tickets then.
Aww. What? Say that again.
I was selling me underwear.
Underwear. Oh, Lord.
How much were they offering? Because that's a thing, isn't it? John, sidebar. So it's a side business. We got this one from Dee, and I think this has to be our winner today. I joined a dating app last week, and I kid you not, the first message I got was, you ready for it? If you were a kitchen utensil, which one are you and why?
You know, if you weren't married, I'd say that question came from you. That is such a you question.
It is very much.
Yeah.
I'd be a spatula. Yeah. All right, listen. Well done, Dee. You got the tickets for Amble. Thank you so much to everybody who sent in their voice notes and WhatsApp messages. Everybody looking nice.
Want even more banter?
Set your alarm
or just subscribe.
Either way,
you're sorted.
This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
That's a perfect noise to start this link, which wraps up the podcast. And yes, there's still a purple snack being sucked in front of me, and you still have a fit of giggles. How close are we to you weeing yourself right now?
Pretty close. I'm already crying. Oh my God, stop. So funny. Right, I'm okay. Calm down.
All right. That is Breakfast Rolled. It's Cooper and Una. Join us weekday mornings, 6 till 10 a.m., Monday to Friday, and on a Sunday, 9 till 10 a.m. Did you have fun?
Oh, so much fun. And yup, the purple snacks.